If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, baby.
She bumps Kenny.
Who's this? I like him.
Oh, we got to remember to get her to do a Super Bowl commercial review.
Oh, she's definitely going to watch them. And they started to release a few of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some we can give her a heads up for, too.
You got what?
We got some we can give her a heads up for, too, as far as the commercials go.
I don't think she wants to prepare for it. She just wants to watch it and take notes on her iPad. When my mom types on her iPad, she takes her finger and like she's going up like the Usos, like points straight up and then goes straight down with it to point. To type.
I've got.
See, user.
I've got a list. I just know like some of the people she ain't going to know, the celebrities in some of the ads.
Oh, neither will her son, probably.
It would be funny to hear her describe. Who's that soccer player with all the tattoos, Matthew? I think his name's Darnell Bookham. It's like she said, Murray Joe.
But what was that?
The halftime show of the LA Super Bowl.
Oh, Mary Jo Blige.
Which that's Kendrick Lamar was that too?
Yeah, yeah. Who was that hanging upside down? Was that rerun from What's Happening? That's 50 Cent, Mama.
Oh, that's like the video. I remember the video in the club. You find me in the club, yeah. Bottle full of bub.
He made vitamin water.
I got a lot of money off of that.
Okay, so
vitamin water.
Kung Fu Kenny is good workout music.
Yeah.
That part right there, salute the troops. You don't hear that in any music.
Hey, you should.
It sucks.
Our troops, not just any troop. I don't want to salute just any troop.
No, I'm not supporting the Taliban.
Hamas, any caliphates. Or a Canadian army. I'm not going to support you.
No.
Until you become a state, and I might.
According to cartoons when I was a kid, the Canadian army had one tank. Do you remember that? The way they propagated that to you as a kid? That and that French people always surrendered.
Eh?
It was all in like Looney Tunes commercials.
Did I?
And that French people stunk. That was another thing they put on there. And that they were kind of sexually aggressive.
Did you get that from Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, so freaking Lulu. Okay. Oh, come here, mon frere. And he starts kissing her hand and goes all the way up to her.
Mon frere.
Yeah. Oh, la la, baby.
Oh, you smell a little stinky.
That is my cologne.
Why is there a squirrel trying to make love to my arm right now?
Chris Angel, where are you? You're late.
I stink because I do magic all day.
We're doing brunch at 10:30. Where are you?
Magicians are notoriously stinky. Oh, what do you think Penn Jillette smells like in the morning? Thank you. Pick a card.
Thank you.
I just stuck that card in my ass. Pick that one anyway.
Go to the gym with me one day. Video, nothing or whatever. I think that'd be a fun little thing.
I don't like that because I tell you what happens. I go at night in the evenings.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is a stupid time.
Yeah, it is.
Because between 5 and
it's
8.
Crowded.
Take advantage of these.
It's too crowded.
This great schedule that we have here.
In the afternoon.
There'll be 4 or 5 guys just hanging out and talking. Like workout. This is why you don't work out with people.
Because
you want to sit there and talk and you don't get anything done.
Yeah. I put my head for my little earbuds in, and I told you before, I've went in there with a dead battery. I still put them in so nobody talked to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care.
That's great.
I mean, just not any kind of better than, holier than thou thing. I just want to get in there and get it done and go on to the next one.
Do you work out with a trainer, or you just do it on your own?
No, I got a routine that was laid out with me my diet plan, and that person doesn't go with me though.
You try to make it a full hour?
Yeah, I can do that pretty easily.
Try to stretch it a little bit.
Sometimes an hour, hour and a half.
Good for you.
Depends on what I'm doing. Yeah.
I got so beat up the other night, I'm like, you know what? I gotta go in the locker room and just sit down for a second. Now I pride myself on locker room etiquette. I know how it works.
Can't be naked.
Well, wait a damn second.
you're about to talk about a naked man, so she's like sitting here just steaming for it.
No, I've heard stories before with people that have shocked you boys, going in there and, you know, the shower thing.
That story I wasn't a part of from back in the day when you guys saw the guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was.
That was very aggressive.
My point of reference.
Wasn't there for that one, but you know. You got the locker room etiquette. You kind of know how it works. If somebody's going to be naked, you don't really look. You might take a peek, but, I mean, that's it. And that's only if you can help it.
But what is the can't help with that? Like, you see, the peripheral of the eye is very interesting, isn't it? I mean, it really is. Like,
yeah.
The way our eyes can dial straight ahead, but, like, I'm looking straight ahead. I see this monitor in front of Fat Boy, but I also see that light is on, and I can see the TV is on. I can't tell you what's on the TV, but I see it. So if you see, like, a protrusion to your left, you're going to glance at it?
If somebody walks in here now naked, a guy.
Oh.
Are we?
He's just turned around toward the door and put her legs in the air.
Hello.
She's going to start snail trailing across the room.
I don't think so.
if a guy walks in here naked now, are we drawn to his package because we're identifying, like, by instinct, if he's like a match, like a man or not? So we're like, we just look at that first and we're like, okay. No, not a match. We go on. Or some people be like, oh, it's a match.
It's just the elephant in the room.
Call Chris in engineering. Have him strip down and walk in. Well, we would know
just,
then.
Like, it just draws your attention to it.
All right, at some point today, I'm going to walk in here butt-ass naked. And you tell me what you saw.
You're not going to go to the eyes first?
No, like, I just feel like maybe this is something you don't feel like.
The lack of clothing would draw you. You're absolutely right. The lack of clothing would draw you. They would zoom right in. Yeah.
Anything you're not used to seeing that much of, you're definitely going to look at it.
Yeah, and it's the fact that it's a dangling appendage that would be a little
unnerving. Well, hopefully it was. Hopefully it wasn't.
Like this definitely
a
was.
A hunting dog.
Yeah.
I go to sit down.
Like David walking in.
Thank you very much. This is pretty big, actually. I do tricks.
It sounds like you should with a voice like that, David Blaine.
So I sit down, I'm taking the buds out, you know, and I'm kind of looking down at this point, but, like, I'm real close because this guy just walks in and his locker is two lockers down. I use the cheap ones that have the locks on them already.
What do you take in there with you?
Well, you know, my keys and my wallet. I just throw it in there. I don't like hanging the keys up.
Oh, I don't take my wallet in.
People have stolen it before.
I think it's on my key. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't have a thing. I got to check in with the app and all that stuff. Okay. Maybe. Maybe I do.
Maybe you don't.
So I'm sitting there, and the guy, like, he kind of cuts me off a little, so he's in my line of sight, and he gets naked because he's about to get in the shower. And it was by far the biggest one I've ever seen in my life.
I knew it!
And this wasn't a glance. This was like a full-on look. And I know the dude knows I was looking at him, and I'm like...
It's like a cartoon where your eyeballs came out of your head.
Kind of like
I know this is kind of irrelevant, but was he a tall guy or a short guy? Because that was
not what I was expecting you to ask at all.
What were you expecting?
Well, I'll tell you, first off, it looked uncomfortable.
Okay.
Like it was like it hurt.
So he looked like a tripod.
But the thing is, this guy, if he was a shade under 75 years old, I'll kiss your ass. He was old. And he was, he was already kind of hunched over. It was tough for him to walk around.
Do you think it grows bigger as you get old?
Hell no.
Well, you know, your testicles and your ears.
They do.
As a man, always grow.
But oh, that's awful.
He looked like, he was already kind of, due to being so old, he was kind of doubled over a little bit. He had kind of a little bit of a hunchback.
Like, show me with your arm. I don't want to be too graphic because Hendrix doesn't have the time to meet, and I don't either.
Time to meet.
As if it was
We'd have to do a Zoomer for stick. It, and I don't want to do that either. I don't like having important meetings by Zoom.
Me neither.
In his natural state with what was already there, you could easily look and say.
Elbow to fingertip.
At least.
Jesus.
A foot?
It was, I'm telling you, man, it was nuts. I'd never seen anything like it.
It was nuts.
And now I'm.
what was it
more
now?
Than that, I hope.
I'm basing this too off a buddy of mine who's got a similar situation.
Look, but don't tell anyone about me.
He was very hard for him to keep a girl.
I could see like that.
He couldn't do it. It was always an issue that came up. And, of course, it's impressive with the buddies at first, but, like, as far as the females go, it was... And I don't get it.
It's impressive with the dudes.
Because, like, it's a...
Oh, they like that.
I get that in some regard, the way we'd always talk about Robert Gibson from the Rock and Roll Express.
You know how we are by association. You know somebody that's like that, and you look at it, and you're like, you know what? I salute you, dude. And for some reason, because you're a dude, too, you feel like it's some small victory because this guy's got one of these. And even though we don't, he's a dude, and we're dudes, and we all bond over it over some reason.
It's like you're naked in there, and if he has a bigger one, he has the right of way. Okay, you won.
Gosh, yeah. I've never really had that mindset before, though.
It's odd, man.
The thing with the Rock and Roll Express, I mean, that was just like you heard the rumors, and then to... be back there with the boys and getting ready for the wrestling and dude walks by with nothing on at all and you're like,
I think it's the opposite for women. We don't care how big you are.
I think you do when it comes to the point of what this guy's got going on. I just feel like it was so cumbersome to him now, his overall disposition, because he's in the physical condition he's in, plus he's dealing with this.
My God.
That he can't really do anything with anymore.
Or it would probably be difficult to all that in a diaper, maybe.
I mean, it's got to be tricky. Now, when he was young and coming up back in his day,
oh, Lord.
I'm sure he was popular. But now, and he probably still could be. There are people that would overlook his physical slouch and his, you know, balding and kind of one eye bigger than the other.
Was his sloth in there?
Dude, he was rough, man. He shouldn't have been in the gym by himself. And I know he like saw me looking at him like full on, but like, why would you not?
What is this text, man? Now, this is interesting. Have you guys noticed people that you knew that had really big Johnsons? First off, they called it Johnsons. Great. Folks that you've known who have really big Johnsons are also not the smartest people in the world.
That
right?
Or the skinny guy theory. If you're like, you know, real skinny, say you're like, you know, 6'5", 80 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to have
80 pounds. Yes, of course you are.
Like, that's where all the blood goes.
I don't know why it is. It's an anomaly.
But there's no blood in your brain to think.
You think during, like, during pregnancy or whatever, something happened where, like, more blood ran down there than did to the brain? And
something happened.
What if, for instance, you have a child and the child is... like twice as endowed as you are. You're like, where did this genetics come from? Not me.
Just like you can't figure it out. You can't
I'd go to Mari.
Whose baby are you?
Not my
child.
He's just such an old guy. And I really feel bad for you, man, because it was hard for him to walk. And he's...
You think that's what was pulling him over?
I'm thinking now it had to have been, man. I'm telling you. And
do you
just
think that's why some men have canes?
I don't. It had to have been, and the way that other
people explains my bad posture now.
The locker room's crowded at this point in night. You could tell other people are trying not to look at him, but I was like, "Come on! I've been staring at the guy for like a minute. You ain't gonna look at him. When are you gonna see that again?"
It's like that girl at the bar that time. Don't say which one, but remember one of her eyelashes had fallen off, and nobody told her, and she's walking around with she's two-faced, like literally, like the lipstick was on and the rouge and all the base or whatever, but like tell, like. She looked like she was doing Victor Victoria, turning back side to side. It was the scariest thing ever. All right. What if I told you that guy's on the phone right now? He's on hold.
I would be very surprised if he doesn't complain.
Well, of course. You filled the call, so that'd be weird if I knew that. All right. We'll get to yours. They're there for something. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800. Somebody texted in. That's my grandpa.
It might be.
1-800-774-0093. Call or text. I like the calls, though. Show. Morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Even that song. What? Pour some sugar on me. Was it drugs or sex?
Kisses.
Was it something else? Like,
I don't think they would have. I mean, pour it. You don't want to pour kisses.
But a lot of words that aren't really words, just a lot of sounds.
That's what words are.
Just to rhyme them together, though, like.
I mean, you're going to pour a bag of sugar on someone? That's kind of kinky.
That's why I think it has to do with cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking it up.
It's got to be. How would you look that up?
What is the song Pour Some Sugar on Me about?
It's a good start.
The Power of Love. Bull crap.
I was right.
That's a Celine Dion song.
Oddly enough, you know who wrote? Joel Elliott, the lead singer, also wrote it, but who he wrote it with? Mutt Lange.
Yeah,
wow.
He's a big producer. Of course, that makes sense.
I did not realize how many songs Benny Blanco.
They don't impress me much.
Don't impress me.
Benny Blanco has had to written more songs in the past 25 years than anybody in music. And I always wonder, like, why is the guy a name? Why is he loaded? Well, if you go back, all the people that he's worked with and written songs for, tons of artists.
Yeah,
tons.
So they get the royalties off their song.
Yeah, but he's talking about you got the peaches, I got the cream.
Uh-huh.
The peaches back then, I think, referred to breasts, but he said it in plural tense. So you've got the peaches. You don't think she had two butts?
Yeah, see, I've sent out the wrong emojis all along then.
Well, you
really have. Like, if you ask her what she's going to eat tonight, she'll send the eggplant emoji because she thinks you're talking about eggplant and parmesan.
I do.
But it looks.
What was the oyster about then?
Exactly, or the avocado. I mean, come on.
I don't know.
What about the chocolate donut? I mean,
well, why do they?
Why would I send that out?
Of all, why do they choose the chocolate iced for the international emoji for donuts? The chocolate iced.
I think that's the only one.
Why not just throw a curler on there and be done with it?
Well, that's the croissant.
A curler?
Croissant.
Yeah. A curler is the one that looks like it's some kind of piece of machinery.
Hmm.
Like some kind of
weird
drill.
Looking, yeah. But as far as like the phone goes, I feel like it's not on there. If you type in curler, it might bring up First Buddy and his favorite salute.
Yeah. Curler.
Curler, does that have apples in it? I'm confused.
A curler?
Yeah,
it's the one that looks like it's a drill bit, but it's circular.
Uh-huh.
It's like infinity drill bit. You know, it's like that.
Mm.
God, I wish I could.
Cinnamon and sugar?
I've seen him with that. Boy, you're making me freaking hungry right now.
I wish I could read you a text, but it's real dirty.
The one from the nurse?
Can you make it sound a little less?
Pretty much.
Usually does the opposite.
Right? We unfiltered fat boy.
They had a patient that, they had to put a catheter in. He had a lot going on down there, and they had a hard time getting it in, so much so to where she had to hold the thing.
Oh, goodness.
And the doctor had to, feed the catheter, and they had to put a couple together.
I imagine that wasn't very comfortable for the patient.
Probably you got a straw going through your gimmick.
Some people like that.
There's only one person in the room, as far as I know, that's had that done. I can imagine what it feels like.
Yeah, it was.
Were you awake when they did that?
No. I started counting back, and number seven, I was gone. That's the last one I remember. Next thing I know, woke up, got titanium in my leg, and...
Oh, it's like a Capri Sun where one end of the straw is real sharp, and it's going to poke into something on the other end.
It was already in and out by then. It was not in. I did not get to experience it while in.
They should let you keep that, I feel like.
Wait, did you feel it when you were done?
I felt it afterwards, by God,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was...
that
feeling when you've coughed so much, like you've taken the size of your throat
kind
to
sore.
Expansion that it never has. Like that kind of feeling.
Oh, you're hacking up. And
when your urethra does that, it hurts too.
Oh, my goodness.
It does.
Mr. Harris, we're going to pull this out real quick. We just need you to give us a quick cough, buddy.
Yeah. Remember Mr. Bill
just
when
turn
you
away.
Squeeze Mr. Bill and his...
Turn away and cough.
Hurts
you more than me.
Yeah.
His eyes like,
His eyes. What is he? He don't have eyes. I'm putting googly eyes on it.
The doctor talked to you like a kid's doctor would. Mr. Madman, if you give us a big cough, we're going to yank this right out of you. And you can keep it. Shortest straw we ever used, by
Dr.
the way.
Dr. Uncle Remus.
Now, if you look at the wall real quick, I'm going to pull this out for you.
Oh, I got a bluebird on my shoulder.
Oh, boy.
Are you, have you seen the video of, I tell you what, if you're still braving it in California right now, my gosh, you wild.
You're not going to get to rebuild really anytime soon.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about going down the freeway.
Oh, yeah, I saw where it was blocked off.
Yeah. I don't.
Construction or just?
Protest.
Oh, yeah.
Immigration.
Also saw nobody was charged with anything.
Even the ones who were throwing the rocks at the people's windshields as they drove by. You see the guy in the Cybertruck? Like, there was a guy that they showed. He was like, I have a disposition about people who drive Cybertrucks.
I was behind one yesterday leaving here.
Like, what I think about. It's not necessarily bad. I have a thought about people who have Cybertrucks. But that guy, I'm sitting there thinking, like, please don't drive through all these people. Mm. Like, please don't drive through all these people. Because if you would, it would be in that, I feel like. And, like, please don't drive through all these people. But at the same time, like, today is, I did not know this until I got on X a little while ago, the social media, not the drug, that I'll do that after the show.
Hell yeah.
That hashtag 50501 is trending now for 50 protests, 50 states, one day. That's today.
All oh my
them?
God.
Wow.
Not even the stuff it's already, that's today to protest the mass deportation.
So strategic locations, which is good and bad. Yep. Good if you're not near one.
But you're causing people to get home from, like this was yesterday was after like 5 o'clock, people are trying to get home from work. And like, people who have nothing to do with this, like nothing.
Dude, these are professional protesters, a lot of them. This is what they do.
See, that's what they're saying. And I...
Just like what Al Sharpton used to round up back in the day.
Yeah.
For the mafia.
But...
Strikers.
Let me ask a very an ignorant question. I'm ignorant to the answers. This is the way I'll say it. So don't throw stones, especially if you live in a house with no roof on it. is bringing out the flag of Mexico in a way to signify what you're protesting? Like you're saying, like you're protesting against America, which, again, I feel like most of the protesters are legal. Otherwise, I don't think you would be drawing, like in Asheville right now, they had to send out a mass message that they it's like they're some big anniversary of the police department in Asheville, so they made these special vehicles that are like throwbacks, you know? It's kind of cool, actually, I guess. I mean, you know, throwback vehicles. And one of them kind of looks like the ICE truck.
Oh, God.
So they had to send out a mass thing to people in Asheville. Hey, that's not ICE. That's our cool throwback vehicle. But
it's all so misguided. Everything I've read, researched, and seen says that these raids are targeted.
As they should be.
I'm not saying there's not an instance where they've gotten somebody accidentally that shouldn't be, but that ain't a whole sweeping what's going on.
No, but if you want to be in, okay, I'm saying this again as somebody who's lived here my whole life, and do I consider that a privilege? Yes, I do. When my soul came down to this body, I'm glad that this body was in America. I think if you say different, maybe you're from another country.
And golly!
I get that, but I think it's we're all very blessed to be originally raised here. For those that were not, I get that, but if you want to be in this country so bad, I would wave the American flag. I would show that you actually love this country, and you maybe you're showing your resistance, but you're showing it in a, well, we're showing ties to this. Waving the Mexican flag shows to me you don't give a damn about this country and what it's already done for you.
Well, don't you want to kind of honor who you are too? If you're Mexican, you probably want to fly the flag.
But it goes back to what I said yesterday. Once you come into the melting pot, you don't remove your past and who you are, but the law of the land is what it means. And it's going to mess up things for, I really mean this in my heart of hearts, the people that have done it the right way. And I know, again, very blessed and so much gratitude that I was just naturally born here. I appreciate that more than you know. For as far as I know. The hospital I was allegedly born in doesn't exist anymore, so who knows? But it is a privilege. But at the same time, if you came here the right way and did it, and you know that struggle, then why would you want someone else to down deep do it easier, have it easier? You're going to pay for them to get by. It makes no sense at all to me.
I don't get the blanket, you know, defense of just because you have a common nationality. I'm not going to defend every American just because we're all American. If something egregious that, you know, I don't agree with, I'm not going to stand up for you.
Absolutely.
It's just protest. Where are all these people going at first? And the only thing that I don't, what scares me in the way, if somebody is looking into this country and they see this, it's not as reminiscent of the internment camps where we got people and stuck them into a minor prison.
Well, that was not this country.
It's just something that's not really going to go away anytime soon. This is going to intensify. I don't really get this whole... I just don't get the protests, any protests.
I fully agree we need to do something about our borders and stop, you know, many things that are happening with drug dealing and people missing, crime.
I will throw drugs out of the that has a lot, that a lot of people put that on there to say that. I say it in more or less of just the public need. I mean, there's people that have done it the right way, ones that, like me, that were born here naturally, they've paid into a system that would like to get the dividends down the road when we retire, but likely might not get that because we're paying for other countries' wars and we're paying for other people from other countries to come get a head start. Meanwhile, You've got people who are Americans that start off having a kid, whatever. They ain't getting no help. But then you come over here, have a baby, you're going to get help. It's just, it's stupid.
It is alarming, the figures they're releasing on certain organizations of, that have been funded for, that you've never heard of.
For years. For years it have been funded with taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's really absurd. And it'll make you hate some of your favorite politicians. But it is what it is. That's the political minute. Paige?
Yeah.
I hate talking about stuff like that, but I feel the need to acknowledge it.
I think it's good. This is what people talk
about. Obviously, my point of view is just, it's just mine. And it's obviously, you know, I'm laying it out there with the most innocent intent to say, this is why I feel this way.
I mean, if we didn't talk about it, you can't have your head in the sand.
That is kind of odd if you don't at all.
Yeah.
But enough about the guys down the hall. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
We're going to have, we're going to talk about 100,000 eggs that were stolen. Where'd these eggs go? And why did
Waffle House.
Yeah, we'll talk about that now.
Boy, that had an opposite, well, I can't talk about it now, but that had a weird effect. That had one of those, it didn't keep people away. It kind of brought them to it. Like, oh, let me go see what this is about. You get charged 50 cents more per egg.
And you want to go see what it's about?
God, yeah.
Well, and people not realizing, like, it's they don't understand why it's going up. They're still blaming it on inflation. And it's like, it's a combination of that, but also bird flu.
Millions of birds in 3 years that have.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just die from it. Done.
Millions.
Millions of them. So you won't make chicken salad out of that, I guarantee it. All right. half of that I'm going to go do right now. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. And there's a mystery in Pennsylvania. Authorities are trying to crack this case after $100,000 organic worth of organic eggs.
So 100,000
organic eggs worth $40,000 were stolen from the back of a trailer over the weekend. So how did this all happen? Where did these eggs come from? Okay, so what the deal is it's a family-owned operated farms that sell their eggs to this one person, and then they were missing off the trailer.
Oh,
so why is this? So the egg company works with 200 independent families who have these chicken farms. So they took this took place in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. So the eggs were stolen from the rear of a distribution trailer on Saturday in the evening. So they're trying to track down who took all these eggs.
You know, it's getting to the point to where usually normally when a store's out of eggs, you have other options like egg beaters or the organics. But even those are getting gone now, too. And I don't really know the difference. What is an egg beater?
I don't know what the filler is in there.
Does it last longer?
You got to look at the ingredients. It's the heaviest weight when they list it generally is probably water at first, and then it goes down to the lighter ingredients.
Like, I don't want steroids in my eggs. You know,
I
don't
want to look that up, actually, because I remember thinking the same thing, and it's not like.
Because I don't buy brown eggs, and those usually get gone, too. And I know when you buy them from a farm, you can get some blue eggs in there sometimes and some brown ones.
Do they have white eggs at the farm?
I imagine there's more white than other colors, right?
We get, it depends on the kind of chicken. We got some chickens that do Easter eggs. Like, ooh, cool. They're literally like a little bit blue, a little bit
speckled. Pretty, pretty.
Kinda.
You gotta wash them, right? Because.
No. I've told you. You're messing with me on that.
I really don't know where the egg is coming
out of. You don't wash the egg or refrigerate it at the beginning because that literally takes the shelf life off of it.
Is the egg coming out of where I think it's coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got some kind of natural coating on it. They're protecting it, but we take them through all these factories and bleach them out because we want a nice, pure white egg.
Yeah.
And it's literally cutting down, making you have to go buy more.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just bleach the...
You don't have to refrigerate them.
And you're
you
not
literally
eating.
Set them on your counter for weeks at a time.
I ain't doing that.
Well, you're a pussy.
Why don't you just bleach the hens' backsides?
No.
You just want... Eggs that are free range and they don't have any kind of, you know.
Well, get ready for $15 a dozen.
Oh.
Free range? Yeah.
We're going to get there. This combined with, you know, the millions of birds that have died already.
Yep.
Ain't going to help.
The flu.
Yep.
Like, I mean, used can to you could get... invest in pork bellies. Can you invest in chickens now? Because, I mean, hell.
By the dip. It's only on the up.
And I was thinking about that. All these chicken places, where are they going to get their chickens if it's going up or they outsourcing? Where do they get where are the chickens coming from?
There's plenty of them.
Well, it's a good question. Like, I don't know how fast they can grow them in the grow houses. Are we going to get them from other countries?
That's what I was thinking.
Middle Eastern chickens. I don't know if they have chickens in the Middle East or, you know, would they even be open to trading with us?
China produces the most.
Chicken?
Chinese chickens?
Chinese chickens.
Well, I like the song, so I guess it makes sense.
The China.
They
produce more eggs in any country in the world.
Well, they
and then we're not even like close.
Pakistan soup. They need it.
Egg draw.
Oh,
that's true.
Dear China.
What's over here? Breakfast.
Yeah.
Please don't tariff the eggs, China. Ni hao mong.
I know. Like, wouldn't that be a big uh-oh? Like, we got to get our eggs from China and then,
Did you mention that call? Because I imagine Trump's got to have a translator, right? So somebody's in the middle of those conversations with whatever country.
And I can't believe how expensive meat is in general. I mean, not just chicken, but other
products. China not to tax the eggs. Don't tariff the eggs. We love the eggs.
He's trying to take care of the actual farmers, though, Trump is. That was stuff that was like, it was on people's minds here for a while. Well, and I know I'm biased now because of various things, but it's like farm aid, like that still goes on, but yet so little actually comes from it. It's a Willie Nelson thing, yeah. And he still does it every year, but very little comes. All these state-by-state laws just change the taxation constantly, so they don't know how to plan.
This ain't funny, but, I mean, the response was when the reporter asked Trump about being assassinated by Iran, or somebody said that they might do that, and then he's like, that'd be a very bad idea. I've left instructions. Makes me wonder, like, are there really instructions on what to do if that happened?
Yeah.
They said we would obliterate him. There'd be nothing left. There'd be nothing left of Iran. I've left instructions.
Well, who's taking over the button?
I just wonder if that was like
Vice President Eric, a
response in the like in the immediate, or if there was like really like actual instructions on what to do.
In the event of...
I mean, there are, for sure. I don't know that it's like this is the payback to do to the country that does it, though. That also sucks, too. Like, if you're just there and, like, these people go and do that, and it's like, there again, you're represented by the country in which you live, it's like, oh, that ain't fair. They didn't make that rule up. It's just like these people trying to get home yesterday in Southern California. Oh, yeah. Just trying to get home.
Nobody was charged. I feel like anywhere else they would have been charged.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Speaking of getting charged, you're going to get charged up with laughter coming up next.
Oh, I hope.
You really
it's
are.
It's a competition.
Your face will hurt from smiling and laughing so much. It's another battle, another Best Damn Audio battle. I don't know what Fat Boy's got. I got one that I'm falling down on the sword on. It's not for fun. It's just it's a thinker.
Sit on that sword. Wrap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Slap that wiener.
I don't know what I just saw.
Well, here, I'll do it again. Tell me. What's it? I'm sitting on a sword.
You look like you're in pain.
Yeah, it's a metal one, not pork. We will take a break and we'll return. It is Mattman versus Fat Boy in the Best Damn Audio Battle. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.